USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump says the United Auto Workers are being sold down the river by their leadership. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump touched on the standoff between the auto workers and the big three auto manufacturers, saying he's on the side of making our country great. He said he doesn't believe the auto workers are going to have jobs because electric cars are going to be made in China. A recently discovered letter shows that Pope Pius XII knew details of the Nazis' plans to exterminate Jews as early as 1942.
The letter dated December of 1942 was written by a Jesuit priest who was in Germany's anti-Nazi resistance and addressed to the Pope's personal assistant. In the letter, the priest writes sources had confirmed that about 6,000 Poles and Jews were being killed in what he called SS furnaces every day at a camp in German-occupied Poland. Critics of Pope Pius XII have long accused the wartime pope of lacking the courage to speak out on information he had, despite pleas from Allied leaders fighting Germany. I'm Scott Carr.
Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter, shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned that they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care. Rosalind Carter was diagnosed with dementia in May. Jimmy Carter will turn 99 on October 1st. Kansas has stopped altering transgender individuals' birth certificates to align with their gender identity.
The Kansas Health Department's announcement on Friday is based on a recent law asserting that the state is not obliged to acknowledge the gender of transgender individuals. Republican State Attorney General Chris Kobach clarified the law not only bars future alterations, but also mandates the reversal of any prior changes made to official records.
This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
California is suing five big oil companies for allegedly lying about climate change. On Saturday, Governor Gavin Newsom released a statement saying big oil has been covering up the fact about climate change for decades. The lawsuit highlights the extreme weather California has faced in the past year and accuses oil executives of hiding their knowledge about the dangers of climate change from the general public. A Colorado peak is a new name that wipes out a reference to a massacre of indigenous people. The peak, an hour southwest of Denver, is now Mount Blue Sky. For almost 130 years, it's been Mount Evans, named for Colorado Territorial Governor John Evans. Many historians believe Evans authorized the 1864 massacre of more than 200 Cheyenne and Arapaho tribal members, mostly women and children. The new name, Mount Blue Sky, honors the Arapaho, who were known as the Blue Sky People, and the Cheyenne, whose annual renewal of life ceremony is called Blue Sky. The NYPD is investigating a Bronx daycare after the tragic death of a one-year-old boy. Three other young children, including a baby, are hospitalized.
All three children were unresponsive and demonstrating symptoms of opioid exposure. Narcan was administered to all three of these children in an attempt to save their lives.
Chief Detective Joe Kenny revealed a drug-related item, a kilo press, was found during an investigation despite a surprise inspection on September 9th that reported no violations. Dave Collins, USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.